Well, hello there. My name is Susan Hamilton, and you're watching Offbeat Business TV or listening to OBBM Radio or the OBBM Network podcast. We are excited to be talking with Ben Farmer today because he's going to help us understand a few things about sales that you are going to love, local family business.
Good to see you, Susan.
You're listening to the Offbeat Business Show, rebuilding American business influence locally, nationally, and abroad, bringing you experienced insight for a strong, influential brand and successful life in business. Here's your host, Susan Hamilton.
So, Ben, you've been talking all over the United States.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. You've been sharing some really great information. What's been going on with Ben Farmer over the last year?
It has. We've been focusing on leadership. We've been focusing on being able to develop people's skills and abilities to a higher level. And I've come upon a program that helps them develop their sales in a unique way. In fact, it was eye-opening. And the program is patented in the way that it comes across. It helps people take their ability to sell, whether they're very good salespeople or people just starting out, from 100% better to 300% better.
Oh, my goodness.
It happens quickly.
And we need that, don't we? Because a lot of time,
Absolutely.
You know, just to recap who we're talking here, we understand our audience, that local family business,
yeah.
80% of which probably are family-owned businesses of 9 employees or less. And so the sales situation in a family-owned business is very different. You're probably not getting actual sales training. And if you are, you're still, the accountability is usually to Uncle Joe and Aunt Sue. And like I said before, I've been Aunt Sue, so I understand what that looks like. And that's,
yeah.
there's so many things to take into consideration. And if you don't have the sales mastered, you can't grow your business.
You can't. Robert Kiyosaki said, the most important skill for any business or any business owner is their ability to sell. So if you can't sell, you can't have a business. The thing all goes back to, nothing happens in any business until you sell something. it's just the reality of it. Everybody has to sit there on their thumbs. And people have worked on different training programs, but you wouldn't even believe how few people have actually done any kind of sales training. Less than 60% of any sales professionals are people who are paid to be salesmen. And I guess that makes you a professional. If you get paid for it, you're
yes.
kind of a pro,
yes.
aren't you?
That means you're a sales professional, yes.
Kind of falls right into it. And so what happens in this is that most people never get any kind of training. Over 80% of salespeople have never read one book on how to perfect their trade or their skill sets in sales. And as a consequence of that, 67% of the people who are in sales, who go out on sales calls, feel unprepared or ill-prepared, not prepared well enough, and 87% by numbers of Salesforce and Deloitte have both said 87% of those people who are involved in a sales presentation are dissatisfied folks. They don't become customers. Even if they do become customers, they're still dissatisfied with the process.
You know, and I don't understand why sales is so uncomfortable, but I do think some of the sales and the training and coaching has been a culprit mm-hmm. here. Because not only are we dealing with the natural insecurities that absolutely every human being, sales or not,
yeah.
is going to experience when you are initiating someone into mm-hmm. your offer, right? But there's the conflicting, I don't know enough about you, or wait, I know way too much about you. And anyone that knows Susan Hamilton knows that I've had these problems for yeah. years. It's very hard to tell how to convey your message because people's response, my natural fallback, Ben, has been, I can't please everyone. I'm not going, my goal is not to please everyone. That's not a business either, right? However, to understand how to navigate those sales channels more productively, that's brilliant.
It's an amazing thing. Sherry Tree found this program out because of her own sales program almost 20 years ago now. She was a young woman who was in sales and financial services. And she She had a great first year. She sold $700 worth of product on commission only. Not the biggest first year ever. By the fifth year, she had gotten to a whopping $72,000. She was kind of paying the bills, and she's going, I'm so frustrated with this, but I need to be able to sell. And she started going through it. She'd gone through tons of training, yet she was still not able to be successful. She goes, I've heard the personalities. I've seen those different ideas, but how can I know who I'm selling to when I sell? And she began to go through a process where she developed a tool to be able to help her learn those different folks. And her sales skyrocketed from $72,000 the next year to over $500,000. And by three more years, she was selling over $1 million a year. And that's where bank code came from. That's its beginnings.
Why don't you spell that? Bank code.
Bank code. BANKCODE. I know it's hard to understand sometimes with my Texas accent. That gets a little bit lost in the weeds, and that's okay.
Yeah.
With bank code, what she developed is a process and a program unique in personalities and in styles. See, Hippocrates started thousands of years ago with the first ideas about the different personalities. And you know, there's DISC and there's all
sure,
different kinds
sure.
of things.
I mean, we've heard about those personality differences. And geez, if we're growing up in a local family business, you've seen a few. You've seen a few personalities.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so understanding that different personalities intake information differently. So some people, there's the B in bank, and that's for blueprint. And those guys like rules, and they like to get information in a certain way. There's the A's, and those are action takers. And the action takers, they'd like to step forward, move, and stick, and make decisions, and go. There's the nurturers, the N's. And those folks, they love the feelings and the family and making sure things are great for organizations. And there are certain values that are attached to each one. The K's are more for knowledge. And they like to gather information. They study things and they figure things out. And each one of us takes in information a different way. Well, here's the rub. Here's what normally happens to us. We have one sales presentation for one particular type of person, like us. And if they're not like us, then we are probably going to miss what needs to be said for that person to understand what we're having to say.
I can't tell you how many times that you see somebody 3 months down the road, 6 months down the road, and you have another conversation. It's completely different. And it had nothing to do with what that initial conversation was. And it's much more productive. And I think there's a lot to that. Coming at things a different way can make a huge, huge difference. And this is interesting how it takes into consideration the personality of the buyer, the potential, and so that you are prepared to. But some people might consider that a little bit of manipulation. However, we've got our own personality styles too, as the person conveying the information. And it's important to be able to honor that and recognize who you are also so that you can do this well. And I imagine this program is becoming very, very popular to help people navigate that space.
It really is. People are using tools like this, and this tool in particular, for corporate development. They're using it to develop their sales teams. They're using it in relationships to understand how to communicate with each other. You know, it's just like any tool when we start thinking about it, Susan. You have a tool. You have a hammer. You can have a person who uses a hammer to drive nails down to build a roof or to build a fence. You use it for whatever it's supposed to be used for. You can also have people who use a hammer to hurt somebody else. Every tool that has ever been used in mankind can be used both for good and for evil. The idea is to make sure the folks who are using a tool are able to use it the most effective way possible so their business, so their family, so their community can be more successful and more responsible.
Man, that's super, super important, Ben. Listen, we're going to hear from a few of our sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this program, and I bet you're going to come away with one tip that you can use today to improve what you're doing in business right now.
The American business economy is positioned as it has never been before. Professional videography is a core element for attracting a higher level of engagement with the people group you need for significant impact. Now is your time to shine. My name is Bill Brock, owner of White Rock Films, and I invite you to a powerful opportunity in the marketplace, an opportunity to draw excited people to your events, an opportunity to showcase your ideas on infrastructure, an opportunity to become known as the industry authority and enjoy the associated benefits of a strong individual brand. Video highlights, video teaches, video puts a resistant market at ease, and video stirs the hearts and imaginations of your allies and strategic client base. White Rock Films offers full audio and video production for businesses ready to embrace the future, handling your project with professionalism, experience, and polish on your industry. My name is Bill Brock, and White Rock Films is your business. See us online at whiterockfilms.com.
Hi, I'm the Yes Lady with Charla A, powered by Zeal Wellness. Zeal is my nutrition beverage of choice. It is 14,000 milligrams of superfood nutrition in a powdered formula that you can just shake it and take it out the door, grab and go, have energy, vitality, reduce your stress, some incredible health benefits. It's incredibly cost effective, and it is going to change your life. I'd love for you to join me. Go to charla.zealforlife.com, charla.zealforlife.com. Join me in being healthy, focused, full of energy, tastes great. Zeal for Life.
Gail, there's a couple of things that we really want to do as far as understanding who we are. I'll give you guys a free opportunity if you'd like. There's a website that you can go to, and you can find out what your code is. You can crack your code, and you can send me a note. I'll send you a free report. It's a $97 report, but I'll send it to you completely free that will give you information about yourself, how you actually take in information. And you can go to www.mybankcode, that's mybankcode.com/mojo, M-O-J-O.
And it's okay if you don't have a pen right this moment. We will have that link underneath this video and accompanying this podcast. So you'll be able to find this information very easily and apply it to your own business. That is exciting.
I've never been so excited about a technology and seeing the difference it can make. I've seen this in action, and time and time again, it has allowed to me to speak to someone's heart rather than miscommunicate and not be able to talk to them at all.
So in your years and in your travels, because you've seen so much, tell me something. What are you hearing is the largest complaint people have when it comes to the sale? Do you think it's the initiation, the initial contact, or the close? Mm-hmm. Where do you see the biggest difficulty in actually having a successful and productive sales conversation?
I think the most important part, Susan, is patience. See, it normally takes on average between 7 and 11 different contacts with someone before they make a buying decision.
Well, we feel like it ought to be done in one or two.
You know, now we don't want to do it in one right. or two, but we think it should be for someone else. The fact that we think that we have to be perfect in order to accomplish what we want to accomplish, it's not perfection, it's persistence. When we're more persistent in what we do, and we make that second call, we make that third call, and we understand it's not just us making the decision, they're making a decision. Mm-hmm. They're evaluating it from their perspective, from their point of view, from their personality. And sometimes we have to give them that space to do it, knowing the only way that we can really mess up is if we give up.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely true. That is absolutely true. A mutual friend of ours years ago, Pam Russell, she would say, "There's no simply means not yet."
Absolutely.
And I've carried that with me ever since I met her. I thought that's a brilliant little nugget right there that people can take, because you've got to be looking at your team now. If you've got a team of technicians, no matter what type of a business that you have, you can't be looking at that team as though, oh, no, they're just technicians. No, we've got to give them opportunities to look at how they can have conversations to further engage the people that they're already talking to. They're still going out to lunch, right? They're in a community.
Yes.
They can ask for referrals. It's at some point they have an opportunity to take on have a sales conversation or initiate an approach with their brand.
It's pretty interesting when you begin to look at all the folks that you have involved that are critical to your success. Everybody internally, number one. Well, the Washington Post did a survey a few years back, and what they came up with was the fact that the number one reason that people leave organizations is twofold. It is the lack of opportunity and training. Mm. That's the number one reason people leave. Number two is the boss. And I think that comes into it, you know. But the kicker is they have to feel like there's an opportunity for them.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And you said something that I'd kind of like to piggyback on, because you said, you know, there's so many different people that are involved in that. And I got to say that's true. I recognized early on that when the conversation about SEO was very much in-house. Now I hope today that you are wisely outsourcing that type of work, because it's very different today. But back in the day, it was you were doing that in-house. And had to realize that there was a difference. You could do everything right online, and you could mess it up with the receptionist answering the call. Yeah. If she didn't have a script, if she didn't have a certain amount of information that she was going to get. That's a problem, and you've got to be able to identify it. So where did the sale break down? That does not mean, oh, you need a new website. So many people would come to us, oh, I need a new website. Well, they didn't use the marketing materials that were created for them the year before, and you just kind of got to where you said that we need to have a different conversation this year to be productive. So I think that's right. There are so many different areas, right? Because now, once that sale has happened, that's not the end of the sale, Ben.
Mm-mm. It's just the beginning.
Right.
It's the beginning of the relationship. The sale is the first step. And so it is with anyone you hire. That is still the first step in that long-term relationship. I mean, that's one of the things that I do with my clients is we don't just have one training, one event that's live. I will sit there and coach people over a number of months, and they will continue to get trained, because no one gets it the first time.
Right.
It takes a number of times before people can become successful and internalize the information so that they're applying it productively.
Well, and having that digital access to go back over and over and over again to see it again. You know, I think about my dad. He was brilliant in this area, and I grew up getting to hear him all the time. I wish I had him in audio or video for those times when I think to myself, Dad, what would you say about that? And I don't have it, because I can't go back and get those information. He wasn't doing audio. He wasn't doing video, which is why I tell you, you need to so desperately be in this space to preserve that wisdom. Yeah. But I'm grateful that you've got a program that people can sign right in and go through modules.
Yes, online, video, audio, and also written. So that all of the learning modalities that we have, both auditory, kinesthetic, hands-on, so it's in transcript, and then also the visual capabilities, just like we're doing here. And so you have the capability of doing all of those in training, and you can go again and again and again, and even follow up like old Zig Ziglar said when he talked about Automobile University, because I listen to this information in my car anytime I'm in my car, unless I'm listening to something off of your station. I'm going to be doing that too. The kicker is repetition allows us to internalize information. Just like when we hear a song and we start singing to it in the car. Well, I didn't download the stuff. In the old days, I sure as heck didn't go out and buy the music lyrics. But all of a sudden, I could still sing the song.
I think that's funny because I did go out and buy those musicals. They used to have the magazines. We did. That's funny that you said that. But yeah, there were ways to retain that information. But that repetition, man, you really were just verifying that you already knew the information, right? Because that repetition is how we learn anything. So it's so important to be able to go back to that information.
Yes, it is.
And back to that information. And so I'm glad you did say that, because radio is one way to convey. To repeat information throughout a time segment, but so is that on-demand component. And so that you're using that same technology to really just go in there and get what you need.
Absolutely.
Go get what you need, because when we are empowering this workspace to rise up, we're making a huge, huge difference, not just in our business. No, productive sales, lucrative business have to do with your entire community.
That's exactly right. Zig said it a long time ago when he and I were talking about this when he first introduced it. He said, you know, Ben, he said, either you can allow someone else to program you, or you can choose what you're going to program yourself with. The choice is yours as an adult. Just take it. But also remember, if you have folks who don't have a choice in your car, your children, your grandchildren, other people you care about, you're making the choice on how they're going to be programmed too. Do you want them to be programmed with something that's going to be beneficial or something that's not? That's a choice. And I've never found any words that had better wisdom than those kind of words.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. They're good people. Yeah. I always enjoy getting over there and getting to see that group. So I'm glad you get, a little plug there with the Ziegler Corporation. Ben, tell us again how we need to tell our audience to be getting over there to Bank Code.
Go to mybankcode.com/mojo. And that's bankcode.com/mojo. Mojo.
So, Ben, are you still speaking all over the nation?
I am at this point, and I'll be continuing to do that just in a different vein. In my business, Mojo Mindset Consulting, I have a number of clients that I have worked for. And I do work with them on leadership training and time management and operation skills and those different areas and some sales in that. I'm cutting back on some of that as this continues to grow, because the sales, that aspect of our business culture has always been my real passion. I've been involved with it as long as I can remember, since I was knee-high to a grasshopper or something like that. And it's just simply been a good place for us to be. And so that's where my emphasis is going to be. I've always found that you're more successful and you give more results back when you're focused on one particular area.
Wonderful, wonderful. So do you have a direct connection that we can be making with you?
Yes, you do. You can contact me at Ben, B-E-N, at mojomindset.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I'll also have that information below this podcast and below this video. Friends, share this information. Let people know there are answers to your sales questions. You've been watching Offbeat Business TV or listening to the Offbeat Business Show on the OBBM Radio or OBBM Network. Make sure you download the Offbeat Business app and go to iTunes and follow us, the OBBM Network, on all of your favorite directories. Until next time.
You've been listening to the Offbeat Business Show. Find our lineup, podcast, magazine, event calendar, and sponsor information, even our membership directory, all available on the Offbeat Business app or at offbeatbusiness.com. Download the Offbeat Business app today. Take this for me, but I don't know how to
disengage. Wouldn't it be great to skip mistakes that cost you time, frustration, and not throw money away? My name is Donna Merrill, founder of Business Untangled and the creator of the Making Life Less Taxing program. I find over 75% of business owners are making basic mistakes that cost them thousands and even tens of thousands of dollars every year, and they don't even realize it. With the Making Life Less Taxing program, you can avoid many of those initial mistakes business owners typically make. I'm excited to share the Making Life Less Taxing program so you can learn everything you absolutely need to know to make your business run smoother and life less taxing, giving you less stress and leaving more money in your pocket. Go now to businessuntangled.com or call us at 469-458-0447 to grab your spot in the Making Life Less Taxing program. There are only 50 of these coveted spots available and they are going quickly. So go now to businessuntangled.com and you can start enjoying the benefits of a profitable business today.
You do your best to communicate how your company solves a specific problem, right? But it's easy to overlook the way your company sounds and the impression that leaves. I'm Melanie Murphy, a professional voice actor, and I'm ready to help your message stand out through a radio ad, a video on your website, or phone messaging for your company. Contact me today at melaniemurphyvo.com to discuss your voiceover needs. That's melaniemurphyvo.com. Mention this ad for an Offbeat Business Show discount.